I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Torquay United Cadogan.
Hello, yes, welcome.
Just a little new name for you there, John.
Torquay United Cadogan, is that it?
Yeah, John Torquay. Hey, John, actually, I was looking this week on the DVLA website.
Yeah.
You know, you think I'm sort of obsessed with Torquay United.
We are the National Obsession. Not a Torquay obsession, worth saying. That's true.
But I was looking this week on the DVLA website, John.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it up now. And look, I could have at random, I chose one club out of the National League.
Yep.
To look at.
Pulled it out of a hat.
Pulled it out of a hat. It came out Torquay United. Not a lot you can do there,
that
is
can
there?
Happen.
John, find your personalised registration.
Ah.
TUFC. Just put that in, see what you can get. Here it comes. TU02FCU. That's 250 quid.
Bit of an odd one, that, isn't it?
TU03FCO. 250 quid. So they're all 250 quid.
Yeah,
not great.
Not great.
Let me just...
I'd argue not worth it.
Not worth it so far. Gulls. Let's put that in. Gulls. What can you get with gulls, John? Here it comes. GU02LLS. That's quite
this,
good.
Yeah, what's all this? I don't know.
You have to have a number on it. You have to have a number on it. You could have gulls one, but that'd be millions of pounds. GU02LLS. How much do you think that is, John?
That's rubbish.
That's good.
I don't know.
That says gulls. 799. A crazy 799. So what are you more interested in? Well, the year we win the league, 21. Okay, here
we go. Yeah.
GU21LLS. How much do you think that is, John?
That's more like it. £1,000.
A crazy 1599. Down from a crazy 2599. What was the year we got relegated?
2015, I think.
Okay, GU15LLS. It's also 1599.
Yeah.
So you can get promotion season or, as my son making noise in the background, you can get promotion season or relegation season for a crazy 15.99.
I think this raises an important question. How much Torquay is too much Torquay? And I think this is probably too much Torquay.
Why, John?
But, right, like the best, nearly 1,600 quid on a number plate that doesn't really quite work.
Here's a good one. Nat Obs. Gone
oh,
for
no,
now, right?
N47.
Obs, right?
M47 no, OBS,
bit,
would that
it's
work?
A bit weird. No, they haven't got it. They haven't got it.
No.
They got NAO2. NAO2 TOB.
That doesn't work, does it?
That doesn't make sense at all, does it?
Can we do NATP? Would that work?
NAT. Oh, yeah. Not a, that's a good one, John.
Torquay Reg plate.
Have we? I feel like we've done this before. We haven't done this before, have we?
I think we've done it on our classic band WhatsApp group.
On our own.
Yeah.
NATP. NAO2TPA. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. It's 250.
No, not sure about that. Not sure about that.
What about? Oh, hold on. One last one. One last one. FOF.
That's just got to be the end.
This
surely.
Is good.
Yeah,
this is a brilliant one,
here
John.
Here we go.
This is bang on. B1 FOF.
Lovely. That's
a crazy 999.
Must be for FOF number one, that one.
B2 FOF 399.
Marcus Ascot.
That's good, John. I might get that. Marcus
Ascot, FOF 1.
AA21 FOF
21.
399.
Rachel Malloch.
Now, this is the one. This is it.
That's a great merch, this.
Are we ready for this? Great merch. 699, John. Sounds pricey. A crazy 699. But it's, you wait till you hear what it spells. AB16FOF. A big FOF.
A big FOF. Lovely.
That's a crazy 699 on the DVLA registrations number plate. Anyway, the National League, John.
Do you think any of the FOFs are mad enough to go with that? Don't do it. But yes, the National League, here we are, episode 121 of the National Obsession, episode 121. Also, our style of broadcasting, we're not general, we're 1-1.
Oh, lovely. Yep. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Is this on? Regularly hear us saying that.
Yeah, and yes, episode 121, also our preferred style of marking here at the National Session. We don't like zonal marking. We go 1-1.
No, 1-1. Just yep. Very zonal. Never. Never
zonal.
If manager turns up, says we're playing zonal. Oh, because you've always got something to blame, haven't you? Bloody hell, Namain. You got bloody... Pick your man up in the zonal.
That'll be Saturday. That'll be Saturday. Should we work out what's coming up in this Not a Talkie Not a talk registration
podcast. This is the National Obsession. It is a National League football podcast, John.
Yes.
Lest we forget.
We never forget that. And the going down of the King's Lynn. We all remember them. So yes, on this week's podcast.
Yeah, coming up in the podcast, John, the Pooh's Letter.
Lots of news. We've got, again, Saturday and Tuesday to cast our eye over, reflect, assess, digest, dissect, all of the above. And lots of interesting games to look at.
Okay, lovely.
We will probably have a little talkie corner. Like, is there
Let's have a talkie corner. We haven't had one for a while.
It's only right that we look at the team that are leading the pack at the moment, leading the way.
I'll tell you what, let's not do a talkie corner. Let's just focus on the team that have had the best start and are number one in the league.
Whoever's top, we'll focus on them.
Whoever it would be, we would focus on them.
As we've already talked about the FOF, they are the best. And our FOFs have delivered again. We have got an enormous amount of letters and your communication to wade through. So we better crack on, really.
We better get on with it, John, because neither you or I want to be here all night.
We don't.
Recording.
I've got a curry.
You just got in from work on the Brompton.
Just got in from work.
A little Brompton update just for the Brompton fans.
Any Brompton fans? Yeah. The puncture's been repaired. We're flying in. You want me to buy an electric motor for it? I think that's cheating.
You can get them, John. The switch conversion kit.
I don't. Yeah, but why would you do? Where's the?
Well, this is the sort
the
of content.
Benefit from having
this is
an
the
electric
sort of content.
Motor.
That Gammy Knee likes. This is for him, this sort of content. He liked the Karcher stuff. He will have been big secretly deep down on Snell's coaches. He would have loved all that chat, even though he didn't really know what Snell's coaches was. He would have loved that.
He was really excited at the Brompton purchase, to be honest. Almost more than I was.
Oh, lovely. Lovely bit of engineering, isn't it, John? Yeah. Smashing. Hey, what news you got for me, John, about the National League?
Yeah, so let's go back to Saturday in the National League. Only four games because there was quite a lot of Rona postponements and also it was the FA Cup, of course.
Any word from Ken's Kiosk, John?
Ken's Kiosk? I can't
Which
remember
is
what
the
that
Crawley,
was.
That was that the was Crawley it, yes. FC. Very cross they couldn't do Ken's Kiosk.
I'm sure there was some really great quality content that we missed
sort
out
of, What a sort of lamos do, characters that don't even exist.
Come on. You can do a bit better than that, can't you?
Lame.
So let's go back to Saturday in the National League. Altrincham 2, Maidenhead 0.
Altrincham doing well.
We had them in the NAFC.
Did we? Really have them down there in the NAFC? Yeah, they are doing well. We haven't got them for ages, so hopefully they'll blow themselves out.
Yeah, they've picked right up there to them. And the referee in that game was S. Copeland, which was odd.
Someone call the police.
Come on. Every little free kick he gave was magic.
Something like that. Yeah. Why not, John? That'll do. We've all got our favourite police song, and for everyone, it's every little thing he does.
Specifically, that last sort of minute and a half of just
great drummer, sort of John, jam. Isn't he?
He's a brilliant drummer.
Great drummer, and now does loads of film scores. That's what he does now, isn't it?
Okay, I didn't know that. Bromley 1, Wrexham 1. Wrexham just quietly
Let's
imploding,
not laugh at them, John. Let's not
fun.
Laugh at them until next week.
Let's not laugh at them until we come to Tuesday night's games, because that really is quite funny.
No, let's not laugh at them until we come to next week's podcast and we know what's happened.
Sutton 1, Halifax 0. Chatham on their cheaty pitch, still winning. I knew they'd beat.
Do you know where Sutton will fall down, John?
Where's that?
Do you know where Sutton will fall down? On their slippy, slidey, shitty pitch. they haven't got a big enough squad, John.
No.
They haven't got depth. And they'll get injuries.
They're part time as well.
They haven't got the depth, and they'll get injuries, and they won't be up there. They might be in the playoffs.
You heard it here first.
They've got Harry Buterman, who's really good, apparently, and David Adjiboy, who we know is really good. And who's there? Others? Omar Bugle. Yeah, that's three big names. If you think back to the last 121 episodes of the National Obsession, they are three names that come up regularly from scoring goals.
Yep.
And we know they are. So if you know they are, they've obviously got pretty good pedigree. And so they are their three players. Stop them, you stop Sutton. And this week I did try and tempt Tim Vine into a bit of a battle.
Did you? The psychological warfare.
But he wasn't interested at all, just not getting involved.
Oh, didn't
not
join
bothered.
Him?
To be honest, he didn't even know they were on the telly. So I'm not sure how much attention he's paying to him at the moment.
Well, we will hopefully catch up with Tim at some point and give him a bit soon. Of needle. Weymouth 1, Chesterfield 2 was the only other game from Tuesday night. A winning start for James Rowe, the new Chesterfield manager. They brought him in from Gloucester City.
Bit of luck, brought the luck with him. Bring me lucky generals, as Pemberton would say.
I wonder what he's doing now.
Oh, poor lad.
He's just gone out and ordered a truckload of horseshoes, four-leaf clovers.
Black cats.
Lucky Heather. Tuesday night, sticking with Chesterfield, 0-0 with Aldershot.
Sorry, on the Pemberton note, there's a line in Frank Sinatra Live at the Sands, which is a brilliant album if you're ever going to buy a Frank Sinatra album. And Count Basie Orchestra and Quincy Jones arrangements and conducting. It's absolutely brilliant album. But in the middle of it, he does 15 minutes stand-up, John, and it's pretty toxic. but it's like, hey, where do you come from? The Yellow Pages of Zanzaroba. How did all you people get in my room? Anyway, he's like that. But one thing he goes, me and Mr. Basie, we put a whole lot of money into a pumpkin farm, and they called off Halloween, right? Which is average stuff. But I thought of that other day when
Pemberton.
When I thought of that Pemberton, but with a mink farm.
That's what he's gone off to do.
Put all his money into
I was happy to leave Chesterfield and gone into mink farming in Denmark.
In Denmark, put a whole lot of money into a mink farm in Denmark. It's an unbreakable business. The public's appetite for mink is.
It was either that, or I was going to invest in Pfizer, the vaccine producer. And I went with mink farming.
I went mink. I thought Pfizer, they've had their day.
Very nice.
The other one I like at the moment is the is it Danny Searle, who's the older shot? He loves a 0-0. It's like
grinding
you can see
them out.
Oh, he's thrilled.
He's getting
thrilled
50,
with a 0-0.
Points, point by point.
Loves it. He's like, yes,
0-0. Chesterfield 0, Aldershot 0 on Tuesday night. A real tedious affair, but each for their own.
Imagine supporting Aldershot. Oh.
What, has Ross McCormack scored a goal yet, by the way? Has that happened?
I don't know. Has he
Ross
even played?
Ross McCormack?
I don't know.
What has happened to Ross McCormack?
We need to find out, John. Anything? We are supposed to be the National League podcast. I don't know why you're asking me.
We are. I should probably want me to look. Has he scored? Ross McCormack.
Come
has
on.
He
probably
scored?
Injured. I would have thought
he didn't. I think he has. He's only made one start and he's yet to score.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear me. Dear me.
Oh, dear.
Contract going? Where's his hamstring going?
It was Kings Lynn 1, Bromley 4.
Oh, dear.
Kings Lynn's only goal in that game came through Simon Power, which is a fantastic name, unfortunately. Not enough. Good names alone, not enough to keep Kings Lynn up,
power.
I don't think.
Power off. Power cut.
Power cut. Maidenhead Dover. That was
Flower power.
That was.
Sorry.
Maidenhead Dover was called off at last minute due to what the Maidenhead Twitter called a COVID-19 event, which was quite incidentally some sort of festival or a concert. Some sort of
Who's headlining?
The vaccines, obviously. Solihull Moors 2, Hartlepool 0. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? Solihull had Kyle Hudlin playing for them. It's obviously great at this time of year, huddling for warmth. really good. What's happened to Hartlepool since we thrashed them? They've just fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. They can't cope, John. No one else can cope. No one's got enough players. No one's good enough. Stockport don't want to play any games. They're just like, we're not playing. We're happy on 7 games. That's enough for us. Notts County play when they want. They play when they want.
They do. They don't seem to play very often, do they? What's
happened
to them?
No. Stockport have got 5 games in hand or something. 4 games in hand.
Woking 0, Sutton 1. So Sutton winning again. A disputed
penalty.
Oh,
We're on Tuesday now, are we, John?
Yes, this is Tuesday.
Okay,
Woking 0, Sutton 1. Disputed penalty for Sutton. Apparently it was a bit of a cheap one. And they played the last 20 minutes with 10 men. Omar Bugle was sent off, but Woking could not get back.
What
in
for?
A dangerous tackle, apparently. Yeah.
Get a lot of that in fishing, John. If you get some barbs on your hooks. That's a bit of a disappointing result, I think, the Sutton-Woking result.
Bit
could have
shame.
Done with Woking doing us a favour then, but when would they ever do that?
Exactly.
Never, ever.
Now, here's the thing, while we're talking about Woking. I was watching Nigella Lawson's new series.
All right. Someone's doing all right. Got a telly.
and she mentioned Douse.
Oh.
Shall I try and play it to you? I wrote it down.
Right now, I just want to eat without waiting to stir everything together. But I will. Now, I like to douse.
There you go.
Whoa.
I like...
She loves that. She likes to douse.
I like to douse.
That programme, she may as well just spend half an hour... off a carrot. it's just
it is quite sultry, I think you'd
I'd
describe
love that. It. Wouldn't it be a lovely partnership? Alan Dowson.
And Nigella Lawson.
Be a lovely end to his career, wouldn't it?
Two opposite people you could not hope to find.
But they found love, John.
Yeah.
And that would be lovely, wouldn't it? It'd be a lovely romantic comedy, wouldn't it? Like, you know, a horrible big landlord and a hippie. You know, they get together, you know.
There's Nigella hosting a sort of West London dinner party. Dow steps into the front door with his bag of balls.
With his ball bag out. It's cut to the chase a lot quicker than I thought it would, John.
Dow steps in with his bag of balls, is what I was trying to say. How are you, Nigella?
I prefer the first incarnation of this. Dowson steps through the front door with his ball bag out and a bag of balls. How are you? Now, Nigella, I bought me own chips. I didn't want one of your muck.
I stopped at Greg's on the way home.
I thought you'd be dousing some asparagus or something.
Funniest result of the night. Wrexham 0, Altrincham 1. Can we fire off the laughing policeman?
No, John. Back? No, we're holding back on Wrexham because you know we're a bit... I'm a bit scared of Wrexham, John.
Okay.
It's just got all those Talk United things really geared up for them. You know, top of the league, lost once, scoring for fun, winning games we shouldn't be winning, all those things. For fans, no fans, fans to come back on Saturday against a team that are, you know, proper hot, going to be proper Hollywood money next season. It's got everything lined up for us to get lose 1-0 to a header in the 15th minute.
No, it's not happening. I tell you what, can we fire off the Laughing Policeman for Yeovil instead? They lost 3-1 at home to Eastleigh.
I just feel sorry for Yeovil now. And now I feel sorry for Yeovil. What's got into me? I feel sorry for Yeovil.
Bottom of the league, still no wins. What is happening?
Yeah, but, well, John, I don't... Look, our West Country cousins, they're sort of West Country, haven't they?
Yeah.
Our West Country cousins, I just feel like, there, but for the grace, you know, that could be us.
Could be us.
Easily.
Was us.
So I've got no Laughing Policeman for them.
Okay.
The Surrey teams, that's who I've got the Laughing Policeman for.
And the final result from Tuesday night, Wealdstone 1, Torquay 2. Get in.
Yes, did not deserve it. Well, we did deserve it, although we did not, we'll talk about it in a minute. We did not take our chances.
Mm.
We just didn't, no, we'll talk about it now because we talk about
Let's just do it now. Let's do it now.
We just did, when Whitfield put it, did an amazing run, like first picked up the ball, beat three players, cut into the box, easier to score, put it over. I thought, this is the sort of, and then the main put one wide. We had about eight corners in a row where we got one decent ball in the box. I thought, we are going to live to regret this. And in previous seasons, we would have rued those chances. But this team, this squad, does not give in, John. Doesn't give up.
It's amazing.
They all love each other. And they all seem to get on so well. The team seems to be so bonded.
And it's such a champions mentality, that going all the way to the 90th minute again. Incredible.
That's without four or five players who would get into the first team anyway at the moment. So the squad is so strong. They all seem to know their jobs, all seem to know their positions. It's just too good to be true. I don't know why it is. It's too good to be true.
And of course, as we said on Twitter, Billy Waters scored two. Waters broke
again
his duck.
Another player comes in, steps up, and is exactly what we need. And Gary goes, yep, I know who I want. I know who it is. Let's bring him in. He'll do the job.
A couple of words on Wealdstone as well while we're here. I mean, there was a point their keeper, their on-loan keeper, got recalled by Luton. I think about 24 hours before the game. And it did look as though they were going to have to play an 18-year-old in goal, which brought us down the wormhole of Simon Bloch-Jorgensen, the world's tallest keeper. It really sent us down.
It was a great day, John. I know you wish you were there for that day.
At Dulwich Hamlet.
That was my daughter's first ever match. Let me just get the programme. Hold on. I've got it. I feel like when Ricky Gervais goes home and gets his guitar.
Go and get the programme.
He went home and got it. Saturday 23rd of February 2019. Now, meant to be in goal was Depo Akinyemi, but was not. Who was it, John? What was his name?
Simon Bloch-Jorgensen. 6'10".
Oh, lovely. And we are in the programme that day, John.
Yeah.
6'10". And also, it was brilliant because they just hit it low at him. That's what they tried. First thing we'll try is we'll hit it low. And it's like, well, yeah, I think he's going to be prepared for that, though, isn't he? Because, about two or three goals went in low very quickly. It was like, oh, right, okay, we found this tall guy's Achilles heel.
What was the final score? I can't remember.
7-2, I think. I think it was 7-2.
World's tallest goalkeeper.
World's
so
tallest goalkeeper. I was there, John. Can you believe it?
I saw it.
What I like is it's in the world.
Yeah. But that's all the news. That's Torquay Corner.
Amazing. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? A letter from a listener, John.
Beautiful.
Any letters.
Oh, my God. We've got so many letters.
Oh, my goodness me.
Straight on with it. With a clarification from last week. We begin with Pete Garley. Now, you remember.
On the ice, Pete Garley.
Young man, you to Garley.
To Garley, Garley. Is this gold sock, Pete Garley?
No.
He's not Gull Sock, he's Northampton.
He's Northampton.
Not Gull Sock.
Pete Garley's FOF4. And he wrote to us last week, but actually it was related to Goalsock, because he said he was going to create Cadogan sock at his university in Sheffield.
Yes. And news on that?
We speculated on whether he was Sheffield Uni or Sheffield Hallam. Mm-hmm. University of Sheffield.
Of course.
He says, hope you're both proud. Always welcome on a weekend, Pete.
Well, not at the moment, John. There's a pandemic
on. There's a pandemic on, Pete.
If you think, Pete, I'm going to come and hang around with a bunch of sweaty students licking each other's faces so I can get the COVID-19, you've got another thing coming.
Well, look, funnily enough, we'll come to it in a minute. It's not the only offer we've had.
Okay. Hey, by the way, on the ice, Pete. Pete Garley there. And all the very best to Cadogan Sock.
Once this is all over, it sounds like we're going to go on a bit of a tour of the universities. We'll come to that in just a moment. Thanks for your letter. Pete, Steve Thomas sends us a letter.
On the ice, Steve. Nice to hear from him.
Foff number 13, Steve Thomas.
John, look at that in. Boosh, no problem.
He says, all right, Charlie and John, as a National League fan, can I congratulate you on the coverage your pod newsletter is giving to clubs across the league? The temptation to spend proportionally more time on league leaders and glamour club, Torquay United, South Devon amateur cycling events, or anecdotes about regional bus companies is something you clearly have no time for.
No time for Snell's coaches.
No, we wouldn't do that sort of nonsense. He says, I was amazed to hear the news of two A-list Hollywood stars, Burt Reynolds and the other one, buying Wrexham FC. Perhaps they're so used to flogging franchises to death that haven't been fresh, relevant or commercially and critically successful since the last century.
God, he's gone in. Two feet from Steve. 2 feet studs up, he's gone in there. Unbelievable.
He says, it'll be interesting to see if this starts a trend of Hollywood involvement in the National League. We've had Tom Cruise at Torquay already, of course. Yes, the dreadful, pretty dreadful fullback.
Arsenal. Hey, John, he's got a Champions League
appearance
to his name.
Didn't stop him turning out at Burton Albion away and playing that absolute
own dross. Goal. Couple of own goals.
I think
he's got the world's quickest own goal. That's what I want to say. John, I'm going to look it up while you carry on with the letter.
No, that was Pat Cruz. That was about 20 years before.
Oh, yeah. Okay, different one.
Too many cruises.
Tom Cruise and his brother Pat. There's a film I want to see.
He says, we've had Tom Cruise at Torquay already, of course, but I can't wait to see OJ Simpson sponsoring Eastleigh's goalie gloves, Kevin Hart driving the Bromley team coach, Robert Downey Jr. marking out the white lines at Weymouth, and Fatty Arbuckle organising the end of season party at Woking. On the ice, Steve Thomas, Foff 13. P.S. Any chance of a feature length Nat Hobbs nativity this year? Steve.
Oh, God.
You read my mind.
Steve. No. Well, I suggested something to you for a great letter from Foff 13.
Steve Thomas.
The Baker's Dozen of 13. We expect nothing less from the Foffs, of course. They're there with their letters. Absolutely brilliant.
Really good letter. And yes, I can't pretend that my attention hasn't already turned towards the Christmas special. Yeah, We're into the month of December.
Thought you'd seem busy.
I just think, as I've said previously, we could all do a lift this year.
So we're not going to do it.
Cancelling the Christmas story.
Is it the drunk? Remember the drunk episode, John? I might do another one of those.
Oh, should we do that instead?
Let's do a drunk episode.
Let's do that for our Christmas special this year.
Lovely.
That'll give it all. That'll give the Christmas story a lift.
The eggnog episode.
Graham Cousins. Now, on the ice, Graham, he wrote in a few weeks ago and we speculated whether he might be South African with a name like that. Graham Cousins.
All right.
He says, dear John and Charlie / Charlie and John, South African, me, no mate, South London-ish.
Ooh.
So we got that South hopelessly London-ish. Wrong. Could be South African origin, though, you never know.
Into it. Maybe get one of those kits for Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
My dad did one of those, John, and we was like, I think I've got some European Italian blood and all sorts. 98% Devon.
it's too high, isn't it? Yeah, worryingly high. You'd have to say, wouldn't you?
Purebred. He is what the Brexit people want to be.
He says, Graham Cousins says,
the big Safa. All right, Graham. Good food.
I was so pleased to hear about the expected recovery of all injured players in the National League. I note that several of, just for example, Torquay United's players are on the mend and expected back soon. Liam Davis has my special good wishes for a full recovery. On that very subject, during my TV viewing this week, I discovered that, surprisingly, Through the Keyhole is not a programme that features Liam's ankle operation.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Thanks, Graham.
Oh, we've got a really, on the ice to you, Graham. I really want Liam to come back, John.
That would
I
be
think
great,
he's going to. And I'd really like him to play, and hopefully, away.
We've got an eye on a shirt. Not iron, a shirt.
In the white.
Eye on a shirt.
Not iron in a shirt, iron it yourself. That's two letters from Graham, is it? Two letters from Graham.
A
lovely one.
One away.
One away. We're in a way.
A new correspondent, Patrick Dudley, gets in touch. He says, "Dear Charlie and John, on the ice, Patrick."
Cuddly Dudley.
Hope you're both well. My name is Patrick Dudley, and I'm the co-founder of Goalsock.
Goalsock, get in! They sent us a badge yet, John, or anything?
Society. No. He says, "This is my first letter to the podcast. I hear you're interested in what goes on at our socials behind enemy lines in Exeter.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Our aims and ambitions are to live our best Yellow Army life whilst being young people and students. Surprisingly, there are very few Talk United followers at the university."
Ooh.
Is that surprising? I don't know.
Because they're all very posh at Exeter University. It's all the, normally, it's all the thickos that couldn't get into Oxford or Cambridge.
You know
so
who?
Not that thick, but
they
had an expensive education.
Do you know who else went to Exeter University?
Go on.
Gamini.
Gamini, and Mrs. Knee. Could Mr. and Mrs. Knee.
Met at Exeter University.
Did they? Well, they'll agree, John. It's people who couldn't get into Oxford or Cambridge or Durham or Edinburgh, but had a very good education. So went to Exeter.
You can take this up with them next time you see
Exeter.
Them.
Well, you ask Furious. Them, John. They're going in on the... Yeah, go on. Goalsock.
He says,
on
the
ice.
We tried to
cuddling.
Bring the Talking United followers together to discuss the important things like Carl Cameron's beard and Ben Whitfield's running technique. Our socials usually run like this. This is what we want. We watch the goals when possible on the pop side, about on the halfway line. Once we've returned to Exeter, our socials consist of watching the Woking away highlights, singing Talk United chants, and completing our goals sock drinking game. Each member of the social has to be equipped in TUFC memorabilia, shirts, hats, scarves, Gilbert the Gold costume, and has to adhere to the drinking rules for that evening. I'm sure you're intrigued as to what these drinking rules are. Well, during Advent...
What if we weren't? No, we're not. Goodbye. No.
He says...
No, go on, lovely.
During Advent, we're releasing a different drinking rule daily for our Twitter followers.
Lovely.
At Goalsock, if you're
at
interested.
At Goalsock.
Each one is specific to a playing member of the squad and are decided by who has scored for the goals on that day. If there are multiple scorers, there are multiple rules.
God, a lot of rules, isn't it?
We can't disclose any now, as that would ruin the surprise, but keep an eye on our Twitter page.
This feels like people trying to drive traffic towards their Twitter page here, John. Which, if we were a Talk United podcast, then we'd have you'd be in the right place.
Absolutely,
but you're just going to get a general response here from clubs in all levels of the National League
across the land. He says, "Finally, we end the social, sharing a bottle of Buckfast and heading to Cavern or Timepiece in the city. So my question to you both is, COVID permitting, would you like to come to our next social?" Patrick Dudley.
Hey, I tell you what, the students, John, will get in.
We're going on some sort of student tour here.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Up and
now,
down
the Cavern, John, I did my first ever gig with my band Gordon's Alive in the Cavern.
Yeah.
When I was a student. And Timepiece, we were due to go to on my stag do.
Oh, is this the one with it?
This was the stag do where Kidderminster Harriers v Torquay was called off with 2 minutes to go. And then the nightclub was shut. There we are.
Lovely.
Hey, Cuddly Dudley, that sounds absolutely smashing. Thank you so much for your letter.
Yes.
Listen, when we're allowed, I'm happy to come and get on the absolutely
tour.
I don't want to do a student tour, John. I've done them. And these days I look like someone's dad's turned up and I go in to do the gig and I look like I'm picking someone up.
Yeah, you come home.
Oh, or like I'm there at someone's Uber driver or something. So
yes, he says, Patrick Dudley, relation to friend of the show, Sean. Yes, Sean, I think he's a FOF. We may not be a FOF, but he was certainly one of
friend
our
of the show.
Regular
that doesn't sound.
So
I don't know what that means, friend of the show,
man,
friend
Sean.
Of the family. The other thing I like doing at student gigs is to tell them, I ask them what degree they're doing, and 9 times out of 10, you can tell them and explain to them why the degree they're doing is utterly pointless in the real world.
Crush them.
Crush them in front of their very eyes.
Two more letters to go.
Oh, amazing.
Kelvin Applin.
Ah,
says hello again,
one of my
favourites
on the ice, Kelvin. What number is he, John?
Foff 34. He says, hello again, fellows. Upon listening to episode 120, I need to tell you about a late friend of mine called Mark Pym. He is sadly passed now, but was as yellow and blue as they come. His house in Ellicombe was even painted in yellow and blue.
Beautiful.
Such as his dedication. Lovely.
That's the sort of thing I like, John. I'd buy that house because of that.
Now, this relates to, do you remember my brother wrote in and said that he was watching Talky Crawley on the telly and my niece, Evie, was sick.
Yes.
Over him, I think,
we
during the game.
And
he said, have you ever been sick at a football match?
Lovely.
Anyway, Kelvin says, myself, Dave the Rave and Mark Pym went to Brentford on the official coach in February 1992, having a few beers on the way. We subsequently tried to have a drink in each of the pubs that surrounded Griffin Park. Only three were open, though. Anyway, partway through the match, which was a fantastic game, by the way, Mark was sick on the terraces, much to everyone's amusement. So there we go.
Oh, no.
And finally, we've found
someone
who was sick at a Talky
game.
I
wonder if I was at that match at Brentford.
He says, great listening as ever. Kind regards, Kelvin. P.S. Talky lost 3-2.
Oh, yeah, I went to that game, I think.
1992.
I think might have gone to that game, John.
And one final letter comes from David Gladys Gladman, who...
on the ice, David.
Sent us his first correspondence the other week, and now he's back in touch again, so he's two down.
He knows the rules, John.
He says, Charlie and John, thanks for kindly using my previous correspondence on the pod. I can confirm I'm called Gladys by my family and friends.
How nice.
On the day I got married, 31st of July 1987, my in-laws were not aware of my real first name, and a couple of years ago, one of my wife's friends thought that my parents were cruel, christening me Gladys. So he's always been called Gladys.
I love that. That's beautiful, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. I'd love a nickname like Gladys. Be great, wouldn't it? Just absolutely great.
He says, having drawn a line under Scottish football team names,
oh, yeah,
which we have now officially.
We have, ended, yeah, we have.
No
yeah.
more of those. He says, how about South Devon age group teams? For goodness sakes. He says, I play for Foxhole United Cannonballs, and I'm sure we used to play Brixham Grasshoppers and Tor Trojans, or is my old age brain
definitely
deceiving me?
Brixham Grasshoppers and Tor Trojans, definitely. But I'm going to say it. I know we've focused on Snell's coaches, but that just feels too niche. But look, let's go with it.
I think it could be too hyper-local, I think.
John, Gladys. I'm very, you know, ensconced in improvisation, and yes, and is my rule. So look, if that's where people want to take it,
okay,
thank you so much. On the ice, you Gladys.
On the ice, Gladys.
A great letter.
And to all our foffs.
And that's, yes, all the foffs. That's two letters. If you want to become a foff, you have to send us three letters.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not going to do the tweets anymore, John, because we always forget how many people tweet.
I lose track, and to be honest, you know, our Twitter feed is in fuego at the moment. There's so many people getting involved, you can't keep track of them all.
So look, it's three letters to become a foff, a friend of the family. That's lovely. You don't get anything for it other than a number.
You don't win anything for a letter.
Nothing for in this game. But so you can send it to, what is the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
another brilliant week.
Always.
Self-styled. Self-reviewed. Hey, that was great. All those letters. All those letters, John. That is so nice. It's so nice for people to write in. So appreciate it. It's absolutely brilliant. We really appreciate you writing in to us. So that's good stuff. Good luck at the weekend, everybody. If fans are back in, enjoy yourselves at all the National League games,
John. Will we remember the chants? I can't remember any of the songs.
Just enjoy yourselves. Stay positive with the Gulls or whichever National League team you support.
Unless it's Sutton, in which case, get on their backs.
Really get on their backs. Moan at them. On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.